Dave Brubeck was one of the charter members of this country's jazz community. Now in his 90s, the senior Brubeck performs only occasionally, but two of his sons are on tour, traveling the world, very much the way Dad did with his legendary quartet. Chris and Dan Brubeck perform at Johnson County Community College tonight with their quartet, and while the group will be all about jazz this evening, that's hardly the limit of their musical repertoire. The Brubeck Brothers Quartet perform as part of the third annual Jazz Winterlude, and this is the sound of the BBQ. Chris Brubeck, who plays bass and trombone, composes and arranges, and even sings, joins me now. And Chris, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here on this rather chilly day, but it's beautiful nonetheless.
Well, that tune will ring a bell with a whole lot of folks. Your dad and his group made that one very famous, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely. It was inspired by Turkish rhythms that he heard on the street in Istanbul when he was on a big State Department tour in 1958, when President Eisenhower thought the secret weapon to win hearts and minds around the world was jazz. Can you imagine a general thinking that way?
Well, I guess the apple didn't fall very far from the tree, Chris, with you. And how early in your life did you know that music would become your career?
Well, I didn't know about career, but I saw it as a very attractive life path. And I think when I was about 5 years old, my father said, well, if you really like music and are interested in it, you should start by learning how to play the piano. And I didn't even want to play the piano because even then I could sense, I think my father's got the piano chair sewn up. But he was right because in me going through the process of learning to play piano, I learned about how to read and write and treble and bass clef. And these are all the fundamental tools you need to be a composer and arranger and writer for orchestra, big bands, and all the kind of stuff that I do. So father knew best. And when I got a little older, it was the bass that really attracted me, and the trombone, and then I picked up guitar, and then kept noodling away on piano, and so here I am somehow almost 60 years later.
Yeah, I was really struck by that. You play bass and trombone. Isn't that sort of like a quarterback who plays quarterback and then punts the ball too? I mean, that's really a diverse sort of set of instruments you're talking about there.
Yeah, well, they're certainly completely different skills. Well, the reason I play trombone is twofold. One is my older brother, Darius, who ironically ended up being a professional piano player. He played trumpet, which is, sort of the more obvious jazz instrument. And my next oldest brother, Mike, played sax. Therefore, when the school band guy in fourth grade said, you should play something, Chris, I saw how it was kind of cool that if you played trombone, you had a thing where you'd squirt your slide. And then, that's kind of like a squirt gun. I could probably soak the clarinet players and goose them in seventh position. And it just seemed like a fun instrument. And then a more serious side, I had listened to quite a few Louis Armstrong recordings and had an affection for Trummy Young, who played with Louis, and J.J. Johnson. And I don't know, it just feels like an instrument that fits my soul as an expressive kind of tool. And the way the bass thing happened, I always really dug the bass, and I played guitar, and then my brother was starting a little group when I was about seventh grade, and he needed a bass player, and he said, well, it's the same strings, four strings on the bottom of the guitar, or the bass only an octave lower, so why don't you learn to play bass? And it just sort of fit that I had sort of the mentality of it. I make the analogy that a bass player in a jazz group is sort of like the catcher on a baseball team.
Yeah.
It's not the most glorified position usually, but you're the guy that's sort of calling a lot of signals and really sort of have to stick to the harmonic structures of any jazz tune you're playing. And I mean, everything works in a beautiful way together, but the bass player holds the fort. He's like the anchor man.
Well, the Brubeck Brothers Quartet performs tonight at 8 at Yardley Hall as part of Johnson County Community College's 3rd Annual Jazz Winterlude. For tickets and more information, call 913-469-8506, and that number will be on our website. You can find it at kcur.org. Well, Chris, how tough is it following in Dad's footsteps?
Well, you know, I don't think tough is even the right word. I mean, he's had such a great legacy as a musician, and as a human being, he has a great legacy too. So I'm not like some other second-generation kids where your father is known for being a carouser and throwing hookers out windows in Las Vegas and all that kind of stuff.
Dave wasn't doing that, eh?
No. I mean, in fact, he was a bit shunned because, like, hey, what's wrong with you? You're a very successful jazz musician, and you don't do drugs, and you don't cheat on your wife, and, you know, you're not living, quote-unquote, the life. I'm very, very proud of my dad, not only in a typical sort of father-son way, but we've worked together for so many years professionally as I played in his band, that it sort of even changed almost to being like a big brother kind of thing. There's not that big wall of separation. Yeah. We're real musical colleagues and even have written things together, compositions. In fact, our last joint effort was this very innovative piece called Ansel Adams America, where we were the first musicians to get permission from the Ansel Adams Photographic Trust to have his photographs projected over the orchestra, and we wrote a suite to go with it. So it's been great fun to collaborate with him on all sorts of musical endeavors, and he's always an inspiration to me, as a composer. I can't even begin to tell you how influenced I am about hearing music and the way he does, from listening to him play and improvise so beautifully for decades out on tour around the world.
How's his health these days?
Well, he's starting to prove that he's a mere mortal. You know, he's starting to act like he actually might be 91, which he is. And I think that his road days are going to be limited. And for a long time, he defied the odds and somehow was out there at 88 or 89 doing it. But it's just getting to the point. Well, as you know, even if you're in the prime of life, it's such a pain in the you-know-what to travel these days with the searches and the frisks and the attitude in the airplanes. You know, it's just not that pleasant a way to go. So he's more from the urging of the family saying, you know, there's got to be a time sometime when you got to start lying back, and I think you've hit it, you know.
Well, Chris, your own versatility is pretty impressive. I mean, you perform with the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, as we're talking about, but you also have your own acoustic funk blues group, Triple Play, and your most recent orchestral CD, Convergence, was with the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. How do you manage all that?
Sometimes I do feel like I'm losing my mind. Again, the fact that I could have a multifaceted career like that seemed a strong possibility because of who my parents are, because Dave was an early collaborator with Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic, and he's really one of the first jazz musicians to say, hey, classical music and jazz have a place together. So that was in my blood. My mom's also a lyricist. I've also worked with the opera singer Frederica von Stadter, who recorded some of my tunes, and also even wrote for Patti LaBelle and Bobby Womack on the other end of things, you know? So I've just been very fortunate to grow up in a family where it was okay. You know, a lot of families, if you're a son, you say, I want to be a musician. They're going, what, are you crazy? How are you going to pay the bills? Who's going to want to marry you? You know, but I didn't have that kind of resistance. And it is a little bit of juggling, but all those things, like when you write a lot of orchestra music, it's so detail-oriented that after a while you feel like you're going to lose your mind. And then you play a gig with the Brubeck Brothers, and it's so refreshing because the music in total is just as valid and just as complicated, only in this instance I'm not telling anyone what to play. They're just such great improvisers that they are playing great. And so you bounce back and forth and regain your sanity between all the different genres.
We're speaking with musician Chris Brubeck. You know, is there a bias, Chris, against performers who, you know, who play in multiple genres? I mean, is there a sense among some people that, hey buddy, you can only really be good in one area of music?
No, I don't think so. And I have to tip my hat to Yo-Yo Ma for breaking down the final bit of snobbery between classical and other musicians. And the other thing is the music education system, like here at Johnson Community College. You know, it's like there's an example where you can actually study jazz. That wasn't true in my father's generation. So when we play with orchestras now, most of the people in the orchestra don't look down at jazz musicians. They have friends they went to school with that were jazz musicians, and they say, like, oh, my God, you guys are amazing. Plus, you're making it up, which we can't do. So the climate is a lot more receptive between the two worlds, and I don't think anyone resents that. I think amongst us musicians nowadays, if anyone can still make their living as a musician in this world where it's more and more difficult, every year there's more and more obstacles, I think we all salute each other, like, hey, that cat's pretty smart. He's figured out how to survive.
Yeah. I want to play one more track from the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. This track is Eclipse from the CD Classified.
Great.
That's the Brubeck Brothers Quartet. Again, they play at 8 tonight at Johnson County Community College as part of the third annual Jazz Winterlude. For tickets and more information, call 913-469-8506. And Chris Brubeck, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Well, thank you, and thanks for playing some music. Yeah, that was our guitarist Mike D'Amico's tune, Eclipse. And I should say publicly that our other great musician in the band is Chuck Lamb on piano.
Yes, absolutely. Chris, all the best to you. Thanks so much.
Okay, appreciate being on, and thanks for keeping jazz alive for your listeners.
We're trying, Chris.
All right,
all the best.
Thanks.
You bet.